USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another missile attack by Russia hit critical infrastructure in Ukraine. Water supply was damaged. The message from the governor of Kiev region said the attack was massive. Viruses may be at their peak. Tim Burke explains.
The U.S. has been hit hard by a combination of the common cold, RSV, strep throat, the flu, and COVID this year. But new data indicates there may be a light at the end of the tunnel. The CDC estimates there have been 13 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 7,300 deaths, including 21 pediatric from the seasonal flu. But some experts believe we may be close to peaking based on new data. I'm Tim Berg.
The Philadelphia PA School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break, January 3rd to the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. Will Puerto Rico become a state? Lance Pry tells us.
The House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would allow the people of Puerto Rico to hold their first ever referendum. The choices: become a state or gain some sort of independence. The bill, which passed 233-191, had some Republican support. I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania and New York say goodbye to a significant winter storm as it moves into New England over the next few days. More than 9 inches of snow fell in parts of northeast Pennsylvania. It's cleanup time in the south after being slammed by numerous tornadoes. The latest report shows that 50 tornadoes hit 7 states, including Louisiana, where 3 people died. Several others were injured. Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida didn't escape the wrath of Mother Nature. This is USA News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Senate on Thursday voted to approve the annual defense policy bill, sending the $858 billion legislation to President Biden for his signature, though it remains unclear how many of the new initiatives it contains will be funded. The bill, which passed by a vote of 83-11, directs how federal dollars can be spent on the Pentagon, the U.S. military, and related programs. Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off up to 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation could plunge the economy into recession. Ford is again raising the price of the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck.
The automaker confirmed the price of the XLT 311A models will jump by $4,000 to nearly $56,000. That vehicle has a standard range battery in the base model. The F-150 Lightning Pro will also see a jump of $4,000 to a sticker price of almost $65,000. Ford is justifying this increase by saying ongoing supply chain issues and increased material costs are to blame. The price hike does not apply to vehicles already ordered by customers. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The sequel to the highest-grossing movie of all time is making noise at the box office. Director James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of the Water, is pulling in $17 million in its first night from showings on Thursday. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.